Falcons wrestling wrapped up your regular season. That was a nice showing at Southwest. First place to win that. A lot of teams represented. That's a good, great way to close out the regular season. And more momentum as you get ready for a tough district, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I've been pretty proud of how the boys have been wrestling lately. We went after that Imperial tournament. We went down and won. We won the RPAC there at Arapaho. Then we went back to the Arapaho tournament. We won that tournament. And then we came back to Southwest Big Tournament, won that tournament. And the boys are just really, really excited right now. They're wanting to wrestle, and they're all feeling healthy and looking good. So coming into districts, it's going to be a pretty fun time, and it's going to be close. We don't have to travel that far this year, so that's a bonus. And yeah, I'm kind of anxious to see how she turns out this weekend.
Six medalists down in Bartley for that one. Had a couple of champions, a couple of runners-up, some fourth-place medals. There was some good teams involved with this. Always is down in Bartley, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, there are some teams from Kansas that come up, and you wrestle from anybody from Kansas. They're usually pretty tough, and there are some schools from back east that came down, and it was a pretty tough tournament. I think there was 24 teams there total, if I remember correctly, and the boys wrestled very well. We got over that sickness. We're feeling healthy, and they're scrambling pretty good on the mat for this time of year. And yeah, we're wrestling well right now.
Coach, let's go right to it. The D4 down at Southwest again, just there for the final invite. And boy, there's a lot of teams representative. It's a good thing they go 2 days with this one. A lot of good teams. I'm sure there are a few teams in that whole field from top to bottom. Maybe you have not had a chance to see this year.
Yeah, it's a big one this year. There's 32 teams in it. They added six teams to the D4 district, and then Gordon Rushville dropped down out of C. So they're in it this year, and we've been fortunate. We've wrestled just about every team except for Gordon Rushville, Hemingford, and Minotaur up there we haven't seen. But other than that, I think we've saw just about everybody in our district. But it's going to be a dogfight from the first whistle. I know there's some really good teams in it, and there's a few of them brackets that are just loaded top to bottom, so it ain't gonna be no easy task, and boys are gonna have to show up and be locked in from the word go and wrestle smart.
Your fellow RPAC teams with Arapaho, with Cambridge, yourself, I mean, those are some of the teams that you'd love to win a district title, no question about it, but those teams are gonna be right there pushing you along the way.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Them teams are, they're full. Highline's full. Arapaho's full. Cambridge is full. And North Platte St. Pat's comes down. They're always tough. Sutherland's tough, you know, and they're going to give you a run. They got some really good kids. They got really good programs. And it's going to be super tough. Like I said, we just got to keep locked in. Hopefully we can keep that sickness bug away. I know some teams are fighting that a little bit right now, and I don't even want to talk about it because I'll probably jinx myself. But we've been pretty healthy lately, and I want to stay that way. And it's going to be an exciting time. Three seeds came out, and some of our kids drew pretty good. We're sitting there. But, you know, we talk about a lot. When we get to district, it does not matter, you know, who you are, where you're from. Everybody's 0-0, and you cannot look past anybody. We got to take one match at a time, and we just got to stay focused and do our jobs. And if we do that, I think we're going to have a pretty good outcome. But the key is keeping their mindsets corrected and just staying focused the whole weekend.
Yeah, has it been kind of a light week? I mean, it just you've had a normal week where Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then wrestle Friday, Saturday, but kind of a light week. You fine-tune some stuff, but just not push a lot for the week of districts?
Yeah. We go in there, and we do get after it pretty good on Monday and Tuesday. We're just trying to fine-tune some things, like you said. We do a lot of drilling right now, a lot of position drilling, and just trying to fine-tune some things, just trying to get our hips a little bit better and keep them off the mat and get a little bit better with our takedowns and maybe introduce a new thing or two. We can't show everything, you know, up front. We got to save something for district, so we've been practicing pretty good that way and drilling pretty hard that way. So it's going to be a fun, 2 days, I hope.
And it's not too many times when you go to a 2 day district meet, coaches. You talked about you can go home after this day, sleep in your own beds, get up the next morning and travel just a short distance for another day. That doesn't happen every year.
No, I don't think I've ever done it. Been doing this for 12 or 13 years now, and I don't think I've ever gotten to sleep in my own bed at district. So this is going to be fun, just driving a little short 30, 40-minute jaunt down there to Southwest and come home that night. But, yeah, it's going to be a very, very big district with 32 teams in it for sure, and it's going to be nice to be able to sleep in your own bed because that place is going to be pretty crowded, I believe.